Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, in today for Lester Graham. Well, we heard it all through the campaign and in her first budget address, Governor Gretchen Whitmer vowing to fix the damn roads. Here now to talk roads and the money to fix them are our Friday political commentators. Vicki Barnett is the former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic state legislator. Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislative leader. Ken, you've been calling on the legislature to consider a gas tax to help pay for roads for many years, and you've even argued in the past generating revenue for infrastructure and roads is not historically a partisan issue. This year, you called for a 47-cent gas tax increase over 9 years. What do you think of Whitmer's proposal of 45 cents on the gallon within 18 months?
Well, it's certainly consistent with the proposal that I must say I had some partners in crime here, John Cherry, Bob Emerson, two former Democratic leaders, and Paul Hilligan's former Republican speaker, and I collectively proposed this 47-cent increase phased in over 9 years. Now, that's probably the big difference between the governor's proposal and ours, because the amount is roughly the same. Hers is 45 cents, not 47. But she would actually pretty much front-load it within the first 18 months in three 15-cent increments. Other than that, it's basically the same.
But that 18 months, I think a lot of people got whiplash thinking about how quickly that could all jump up.
Well, I think it's too fast. Our argument really was that there probably isn't the capacity in terms of companies and employees to absorb that kind of increase right away in expenditures. Plus, there's the impact on the consumers, the people paying the bill. That's pretty steep right away. I mean, it's steep even if you do it over 9 years. And then there's sort of the gridlock, kind of orange barrel fatigue that would result from that kind of expenditure right away. So I think it's got to be phased in longer. But, you know, I'm kind of majoring in the minors there. I mean, it's still roughly the same amount of money because that's what the need is.
Vicki, you were in the legislature during years of stagnation on this issue. So how heavy is the lift when it comes to raising taxes to pay for roads?
It's going to be extremely difficult to raise taxes for anything. There's been this idea that we need to cut taxes and put more money in the hands of citizens. And the real result of that has been that local governments have had to put their hands in local residents' pockets to get more money for special millages, for police and fire protection, for parks and recreation, for school improvements, and indeed for local road repairs. So the tax system has actually devolved to the local level. So the actual resident is not paying all that much less, even though the state government gets to take credit for cutting taxes. The real issue here is what is a user fee also. And I think it's a misnomer to say that we should put the entire burden of fixing the roads on the gas tax, because that means that people who use the roads more pay more because they own vehicles and they buy gasoline. The real problem here is that's not true. Anybody who buys anything needs to rely on the road system in order to get that product either to their local store or to their front porch. So people who buy things are actually the users of the roads. And I would like to see a greater combination of taxes instead of relying so heavily on the gas tax, which really affects motorists, and instead shift it to a true user fee by either increasing the income tax or putting an excise tax on purchases through a sales tax, or you can call it whatever you want, to get around the Constitution if you need to do that. But I think that would be a much fairer tax. But I don't think you're going to get a lot of buy-in at this point, even from a lot of Democrats, on the gas tax increase the way it is, because I've been getting calls from people that are really upset with it, and I'm a Democrat.
We know Governor Snyder worked really hard to find more funding for roads, and he had to make a compromise with the legislature, that $1.2 billion a year plan they pushed through in 2015. And, you know, transportation department officials said they knew when that was passed it wasn't nearly enough to fix the roads. But the public saw that. How hard is it going to be to go back to the public and go, well, actually, we need more fees, we need more taxes to actually fix the problem, Ken?
Oh, everything's hard. I mean, this is a heavy lift. I don't care what tax you use or to fund road repairs. I mean, the need is there. It's been well documented through two administrations now. Business leaders from Michigan hired Deloitte to look at the number and the problem. They agreed it's a $2.6 billion problem that has to be solved, and that's on top of the $1.2 billion that the Snyder administration pushed through. And we're past the point where it's okay just to criticize someone else's idea on how to solve it. I mean, people who do that have an obligation to come up with their own plan, and it has to be specific, a specific amount of revenue from a specific source solving a documented specific need, because the need is there. But no question about it, it's difficult, it's a heavy lift, but the problem has to be solved.
Is raising the gas tax the best way to go, or could there be more creative ways to generate the money, maybe a vice tax or taxing tickets to sporting events? Vicki, what are some of the things you've considered in the past as a legislator?
Well, I think you need to look at what you're trying to accomplish, and I think Ken is right. It's going to be very difficult. But going back to the business leaders of Michigan, when Governor Snyder proposed a new income tax in the state of Michigan, he cut the tax burden by $1.8 billion. That happens to be a magic number, because at that time, $1.8 billion was what we actually needed to fix roads. The business leaders from Michigan were totally silent on that. And they had, a few years before, proposed a neutral tax change for business taxes, which would have been a net revenue neutral tax. And yet they went along with this $1.8 billion cut. So we have continued to cut taxes instead of looking at ways to talk about what the real needs of the state are and how we're going to fix them. And it's not just our roads that are crumbling. We have walked away from our obligations for underground pipelines, for water and sewer repairs, for stormwater issues, for cleaning up toxic waste. And it's really time that we look at our state and say, are we pure Michigan? And are we going to be a top 10 state or a number one state or not? And that costs money. You can't continue to cut taxes and think that everything's going to be okay when we are in a state where bridges and roads can collapse at any minute. And indeed, across the state, they actually are. So there's a lot of ways that you can start to fix this. You can put a higher tax on per axle weights of trucks. You can go to the voters and change the income tax structure to go to a graduated income tax and put some of that money aside. There's a variety of ways to do it, but all of them are going to take political courage and the understanding that we cannot leave this problem to the next generation.
Ken, what do you want to add?
Well, we are a number one state. We have the worst roads in the country. And I'm all about other ideas. You can use the word creative ideas if you want. I'm all about other ideas on how to solve the problem. But the fact of the matter is, it's a big need. It's going to take money. And Vicki's not going to get any disagreement from me that there are other needs out there as well. But this one is one of the top issues facing a state that has the worst roads in the country.
I'd love to get your answer to a question that I ask myself every time we drive to visit our daughter at college in Virginia, and we go through Ohio and we go through Virginia. Why don't we have toll roads in Michigan?
The idea of toll roads is often sort of offered to help solve this problem.
Right.
It isn't really a viable solution in terms of the magnitude of the need, primarily because there are severe federal restrictions on where you can place tolls and where you cannot. If you build a new road, you can put a toll on it, but federal law prohibits putting a toll, for example, on 96 or 75 or these roads that have already been built with user fees.
Let's say Governor Whitmer gets everything that she wants when it comes to road funding. Let's just say that. How long could it be conceivably before we'd see our roads looking, well, if not pristine, at least better, Ken?
Well, it's going to take some time. You know, once again, there's sort of a risk of gridlock, even if you had that kind of money right away, which is why we argued you should phase it in over a period of years. But you know, the other number to look at, you know, we talk about $2.5 billion or a 45-cent increase in the gas tax. Another number to look at is what it costs the average motorist to drive on poor roads, which is about $600 a year in vehicle depreciation, repairs. That doesn't even take into account lost time and lost productivity. But, you know, this problem has been building for a number of years, and it's going to take a number of years to fix it.
Vicki, last word goes to you.
The other problem with front-loading it so much is it takes time to do the engineering, to do the mapping of where you want to put in the repairs first and triage, actually, the need. But I also want to talk about the need to revamp Act 51 money, which is the way that transportation dollars are divided across the state. And we use a flat fee formula so that miles of road are reimbursed to county and local governments instead of using miles and trips per road. So in areas where we have heavy traffic and more damage to the roads, they're getting the same reimbursement to fix those roads as are roads that are rarely traveled on. We need to look at that as well when we talk about fixing our roads and how we're going to get it passed. So it's a need that's there. We can't keep leaving our roads in the situation they're in, or we're going to have a catastrophic collapse that is going to cost major lives at a time when we know we already need to do this.
Vicki Barnett, former Democratic state legislator, and Ken Sikkema, former Republican legislative leader, thank you so much for being with us.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.